The soul singer Billy Paul died on Sunday. He was 81 years old. He is best known for his suave, smooth voice, which made the song Me and Mrs. Jones a number one hit.
Me and Mrs. Jones.
Billy Paul grew up in Philadelphia. He had a long career in music. As a teenager, he sang with jazz greats Charlie Parker, Dinah Washington, and eventually Nina Simone. But it wasn't until years later, in 1972, that Billy Paul scored the hit with Me and Mrs. Jones, a soul ballad about an extramarital affair. Paul talked to NPR about the song back in 1989.
We needed one more song to complete the album. And when I first heard it, I said, oh, this is not for me. And me and my wife at that time was going through, I don't know, a personal problem. And the idea that came to my head, I said, hey, Billy Paul, make this song yours. And that's what I did. And it was a huge success for me.
Mrs. Jones. And in 1973, the song won Paul a Grammy Award for Best R&B Vocal Performance.
And the winner is Me and Mrs. Jones by Billy Paul.
But after that win, Paul struggled commercially with his follow-up single, Am I Black Enough for You? The song references the Black Power movement and had trouble getting played on mainstream radio. Paul later said the song was just ahead of its time. Billy Paul continued to record and perform music throughout his life, but he was never able to recapture the success of his first hit. In February 1973, 1 month before his Grammy win, Billy Paul told the Washington Post he was still hoping to find himself through his music. The singer is just like a musician. Keep searching for whatever makes you peaceful, Paul said. I haven't found it yet.
It ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. It don't matter anyhow.
Billy Paul died Sunday. He was 81 years old.
Why, babe? Honey bunny, you got to know by now. When the rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window, honey, and I'll be gone. You're the reason I am driving on. Don't think twice, it's all right. Walking down the long, lonesome road, babe. Where I'm bound, I can't tell.